This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Mark, thanks for giving me a few minutes. Let's just get right to it. I know you have to prepare for a mediation. Tell me what happened last night.
Hey, we came back to the house. I don't know what time it is. I've been up ever since, so I'm a little blurry. We were preparing dinner. We went out to the east patio, open porch that faces Kings Highway on one side and Portland Place Drive on the south. And we're sitting down for dinner. We heard all this stuff going on down in Maryland Plaza, and then the mob started to move up Kings Highway. When it got parallel with the Kings Highway gate on Portland Place, somebody forced the gate, and I stood up and announced that this is private property, go back. I can't remember in detail anymore. I went inside, I got a rifle. Because as soon as I said this is private property, those words enraged the crowd.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. We are talking about the St. Louis couple who were brandishing weapons as the mad mob approached them. Glad you guys are with me. KevinJacksonShow.com. This story is poignant on so many levels. And by the way, we have a ton that we could be discussing, and we will get to it. But I definitely want to talk about this story because it is, if you're a leftist listening to my program, and there are those of you who are, and I applaud you because most of your friends out there still remain brain dead morons, and at least you're trying to figure out what to do with your life. As my grandmother says, don't be stupid your whole life. So I'm glad you're here because you're going to learn that there is nothing you can do to appease the mob that you have been a part of your entire stupid life. Okay? You can't do it. And so we're going to get this couple. I mean, look, people are coming onto your property. They've broken down your gate. You're having dinner. That's what this guy is explaining. My wife and I are having dinner. And we look up and there's a mob. And normally, you would think, well, it's a peaceful mob. Maybe a story broke. They got the wrong house. You could go out and reason with them. They did. He says, hey, listen, this is private property. What are you doing here? My wife and I are having dinner. We've done nothing to you. And I'm going to get to that in a second. And the mob goes, oh, you talk about this is private property? Oh, Lord. And what? You think you own this? You think just because you bought and paid for it that we can't come in there and loot it and burn it down and do whatever we want? But wait. Wait a minute. We're with you. Yeah, we're with you. We're part of you. We live in the city. We gentrified this area all for the greater good. Let's play the rest of that clip.
Horde. Absolute horde came through the now smashed down gates coming right at the house. I mean, my house. My east patio was 40 feet from Portland Place Drive, and these people were right up in my face, scared to death. And then I stood out there. The only thing we said is, this is private property. Go back. Private property. Leave now. At that point, everybody got enraged. There were people wearing body armor. One person pulled out some loaded pistol magazines and clicked them together and said, you are next. We're threatened with our lives. Threatened with a house being burned down, my office building being burned down, even our dog's life being threatened. It was about as bad as it can get. I mean, and there was, you know, I really thought it was storming the Bastille, that we would be dead and the house would be burned and there was nothing we could do about it. It was a huge and frightening crowd, and they broke in the gate and were coming at us.
There have been some reports on Twitter and people who say they were there that says, they're saying the gate was already broken.
Yeah, that is nonsense. That is absolute nonsense. The gate was not broken. The gate was broken physically in half. Our trustees on Farling Place came out later in the night and chained it all up with an automotive tow chain, it looks like. But no, you can talk to the trustees in Portland Place that the gate was not broken in half and laying on the ground 1 second before they came in to storm the place.
Were the protesters on your private property at any point?
Everything inside the Portland Place gate is private property. There's nothing public in Portland Place. Being inside that gate is like being in my living room. There is no public anything in Portland Place. It is all private property. And you got to appreciate that if there are 200 or 300 people, I don't know how many there were, we were told that 500 people showed up at the Lida Cruz's house, which is not on our street, as you know. How many of them came through Portland Place, I don't know. But it was a big crowd, and they were aggressive, wearing body armor, and screaming at us and threatening to harm us and how they were going to be living in our house after they kill us.
Wow, and here I thought that old Tea Party group was the worst thing that ever happened to America. Welcome back, everybody. This is a St. Louis Democrat and his wife describing the mob scene that happened at his home. St. Louis Democrat. How many Tea Party people do you think were out there assaulting this man's property and threatening to assault him? Did you hear what he said? People were clicking their magazines on their pistols, threatening to kill them, saying they were going to burn down his house, they were going to burn down his office building, and they were going to do the unspeakable to his dog. They even brought in Fido. And I want you to understand, this is a guy who believes that he has been doing it right for decades. That's right. This is a man who believes that he has been part of the greater good for decades. He has dedicated himself to the city. He has put his tax dollars, he has put his own career involved. We'll get to it in the next segment, because we don't have time in this one, because we have a couple more smaller clips. But this is a man who believes he is played by the Democrat, the leftist, the progressive playbook to the hilt. He's followed all the rules, and suddenly the grounds, you know, whoever, the umpire, the referee comes up and says, foul? Cries foul on him. He's like, what do you mean foul? I've done everything to let black people know, to let leftists of all ilks know that I'm one of the good guys. How is this happening to me? And he's figured it out. It's happening to him because it was never about him. All these people are waking up. And for the record, these are people waking up with their votes. Kevin Jackson's who you listen to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
An awful lot of people who have made very direct threats of violence against me and my family. And
you said you've received death threats?
Oh, God, yes. The death threat started within minutes. I mean, I don't know how long this whole event started, but I'll bet we got our first email death threat before the mob moved down Portland Place.
When you see the images online of you and your wife on the patio armed now, after the fact, what do you think?
Well, you know, we were obviously upset. My wife doesn't know anything about guns, but she knows about being scared. And she grabbed a pistol, and I had a rifle. And I was very careful. I didn't point the rifle at anybody. The only thing that stopped the crowd from approaching the house was when I had that rifle and I was holding it. It's the only thing that stemmed the tide. I can't blame my wife for being terrified and for doing what she could to protect what she thought was her life. A horrible, horrible event. And to call these people protesters, I've lived in the city of St. Louis for 32 years. We were, urban pioneers back when we bought on Portland Place in 1988. And we have done everything for 32 years to improve the neighborhood place and to keep this historic neighborhood going. And it's very frustrating to see it get targeted. And, of course, we've been told by the press and by Expect Us that they wanted to start targeting on middle-class neighborhoods and upper-class neighborhoods and bring the you know, their revolution outside of the cities. And we got an email from our trustees on Friday, on Thursday, saying that they were going to do this on Friday. We were very worried about it. When I drove to the office today, there's spray painted on one of the boarded up buildings on Maryland Plaza slogan saying that on the board up that when we come to F stuff up, this isn't going to stop us. It's a revolution growing up there.
Welcome back, everybody. I wanted you to hear the angst in that man's voice as he's telling that story. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. A Democrat who supports the city. It gets better. I have one more final clip, and it is short. It's about a minute, but we'll get to it in a second. But he says, you know, we've received death threats. I want you to understand, everything that's being undone is you listen to him. So they say, we're the violent ones, right? We, conservatives, we're the violent people. We're the ones who go and disrupt homes, and we threaten people, and, you know, you go to a Trump rally, and you'll get beat up or whatever else. Have you watched what's going on all over this country in every major city? This type of thing is what's going on. When I tell you that the Democrats are doing themselves a real disservice, they are going after people who have been lifelong Democrats, who have believed in the blue. They have drank the blue Kool-Aid for decades. And now you know what these people are doing? They're having to defend their positions. They're coming to the realization, it didn't matter what I did. There is no amount of virtue signaling that is going to allow me a pass. I just want you to understand the realization that's hitting people all over this country. You think this story is about a St. Louis couple? This story is being looked at by middle-class white people who have been virtue signaling their whole freaking lives, and they're going, look at what happened to them. Did he just tell you they were told by their home association, they were tipped off by the Democrat intelligentsia, the people that run the stuff, the elites of St. Louis, they're going to be coming to your neighborhood. They're planning this march. The cops told them. All the apparatus, the infrastructure of the city told this nice, and by the way, I know this neighborhood very well. It is not middle class. It is upper class. He's downplaying it. But they told him, they're coming. You better be careful. And these guys went, oh, come on. We're Democrats. We're the virtue signalers. We're the people that know, they know us. I mean, come on. He was so calm about it, even after getting the warning, he and his wife were sitting down just having a peaceful dinner. And then all hell broke loose. Why? Because you cannot satisfy the mob. Here's his final comment.
There is mayhem in the city every night. You never hear about it. There'll be dozens of shootings, multiple deaths. No one seems to care about those black lives. But you know, when there are political capital to be made from somebody's death, that death matters. No other life matters that I can see. You know, I do civil rights cases. Right now, I'm representing a young man who was assaulted by the police, who's sitting in prison right now for being involved in a car accident, after which the police came and assaulted him. It's on video. I'm not some kind of extreme, anti-Black Lives Matter guy. I do these cases. I've been doing them for decades. I mean, I have on the wall of my conference room, I've got an anti-slavery broadsheet, an abolitionist broadsheet from 1832. It's been there as long as I've owned this building. I mean, I am not the enemy of people that really care about black lives. I'm apparently the enemy of the terrorists and the Marxists that are running this organization.
Boy, oh boy. Are you guys getting it? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You got to be feasting right now on the Kevin Jackson Show. You're just having a great meal. Good for you. Eat hearty. We'll be serving wine later with your course. Man, this is dinner and dessert. Dinner and dessert. This white boy, white man, he's a white boy. He white boy. This white man is explaining that he's lived in this city for 32 years, bought in a place that, you know, I know the place well. It was a nice home. But he bought in the city because he wanted to do something. He wanted to do something good. And he says, mayhem every night in the city of St. Louis. By the way, dangerous city. Dangerous city. Multiple shootings, multiple deaths. And he says, nobody seems to care about those black lives. Folks, this is a bleeding heart leftist who is telling you, I don't get it. I don't understand this. He says, no other life seems to matter. He talked about it's only for political expediency. Folks, this is a Democrat, a hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, a bleeding-heart liberal that says, I take on civil rights cases. In fact, I have a case right now that I'm prosecuting for a young black person against the cops. And you know what these people wanted to do? They wanted to burn my house down, burn my business down, and kill me and my wife. He says, I have an anti-slavery broadsheet from 1832. Well, I've done everything I could possibly do to let them know I'm a friend of the Negro. You know what they said? We don't care. They were going to go down to the mayor's house and burn her house down, too. She's a Democrat. Welcome to the party, leftists and progressives. About time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue saying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States. And I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshoring many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
A federal judge struck down a key part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown framework late Tuesday, ruling that Homeland Security cut too many corners when it tried to block asylum seekers from picking and choosing which country they settle in. Known as the third country rule, it was intended to prevent Central Americans from crossing Mexico, where they could have claimed asylum, in order to reach the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new GPS satellite rocketed into orbit on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The first stage booster landed successfully on a SpaceX ship. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Senate on Tuesday cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. The bill passed in the Senate by a unanimous consent vote and now extends the loan program through August 8th. There's approximately $130 billion of money left in that program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Also breaking tonight, Secret Service records show Hunter Biden took more than 400 flights while Obama and Biden were in office before Hunter Biden joined Burisma.
Whole other can of worms for Joe Biden, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Hunter, man. Hunter! Gosh, can you imagine Joe and Jill calling Hunter? This is not one that Hunter necessarily did it himself, though, right? I mean, this is Joe Biden, his vice president, letting Hunter hop on the BP plane and gallivant all over the world on taxpayer dollars. And, I mean, look, I get it. You want to keep your crackhead son close because, you know, you want to make sure you don't end up in a lawsuit. But... really? Come on, Joe? Man, I told you, I'm going to talk about Joe's crazy cray here. Well, we may not get to it today because I do want to cover his big win in Kentucky. I want to cover that next. But Joe Biden has a serious set of problems ahead of him. And the Democrats want to ignore it. They think they can kick the can. Donald Trump's been addressing it. He's obviously got Joe Biden on the ropes with China. All his commercials so far from the official commercials from the Trump campaign have been related to China. But let me tell you, people are beating up Joe Biden on other stuff like his dementia. And letting his son travel on Air Force One, 400 flights? That was Lou Dobbs. 400 flights? He's got some serious things to consider. Here's Dobbs when he finishes his comments on this.
Active fella. Judicial Watch found that Hunter Biden visited 29 countries, including China, 5 different times. 400 flights. That's quite an active fella. Well, joining us now, Tom Fitt, the president of Judicial Watch. Tom, well, first of all, this is fascinating. Much more about Hunter Biden. Just when you think there's a quiescence descending over the subject, there's Judicial Watch. What do you make of this, his rather active flying?
Yeah, he was busy during the first, and this is just the first 5 years of the Obama-Biden administration. This doesn't cover the full two terms. It's an extraordinary number of flights. The foreign travel especially ought to be concerning in light of the Burisma Chinese influence peddling scandals. What I think is interesting is what isn't on that list. Ukraine. He gets hired by Burisma, a Ukraine conglomerate, without having evidently to visit the country, at least for the 5 years of the Obama presidency beforehand. You know, it raises additional questions about how and why he got the job.
We know how and why crackhead Hunter got the job. We know. Come on, Tom. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's funny to speculate, but Tom's right. With the travel that's not on the list, he gets a sweet deal from Ukraine, and he's never been. Wow. That's white privilege right there, white people. Come on. Come on now. Even y'all have to admit, that's some white privilege. That's some serious white privilege. But here's why I even brought all this up, because I don't care about Hunter Biden. It's going to come back up. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is I saw a story, and it had Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by many, many, 10%, 15, 20. Why not make it 100, right? It's like my brother who always, when I loan him money, he always said, bro, if I had it for you, man, I would give it to you. What I have is yours. And my comment back was, yeah, because you never have anything. It's the same thing here. They want Joe Biden to feel, hey, if I had $1 million, you could have it. And it's like them telling Joe, hey, Joe, if I had 20% of the vote, man, you could have it. He can't. Joe Biden is in such, oh, my gosh, he's in bad shape. But the Democrats, I don't know what it is. Do you want to fool yourself? Look, it's like waking up from a dream that you had where you hit the lottery. Have you ever had a lottery dream? If you guys had a lottery dream, those are the worst for me. In the lottery dream, you hit the lottery. You're like, oh, my God, I hit the lottery. And it is in 2 seconds, you wake up. And you're in your surroundings, not in those lottery surroundings, and the reality hits you that it didn't happen. And I feel like this is a lottery dream. These people, they apparently like the idea of telling themselves we're ahead, we're going to win. And I know conservatives are out there, they're scared. They're like, Kevin, man, they could cheat. They're going to cheat. Yeah, they will. They will cheat. They're going to do a lot of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't discount the Republicans. We're not as stupid as sometimes we act. Yeah. Republicans know how to get theirs, too. And the problem that the Democrats are going to have is they cannot get the votes. I'm telling you. How are you going to be excited about Joe Biden? I'm going to go into some other aspects of Biden here in a bit, specifically Kentucky. But I have another thing that I'm going to do. I'm probably going to have to wait till tomorrow to talk about this. But I'm telling you, Biden can't get anybody to come out. Did you guys see this? He had a town hall or something. He had some meeting. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. There weren't 50 people there. 50. Joe Biden. You would think he would be holding virtual rallies. Anything. Joe Biden is so hidden. Don Jr. said, we need to do a proof of life on this dude. They might be looking for a body double. Because is he really around? We don't see him. You see him. It's all scripted. It's very short. It's sweet. It's to the point. But anyway, Democrats, they're holding on to this idea that we're winning. And I keep telling them, because people are telling me, Kevin, I'm seeing the polls. I'm like, guys, are you out of your minds? Let me tell you what the polls are. If you see a poll that Joe Biden is winning for any reason whatsoever, let me explain to you what that poll is. That is not a poll of reality. That is a poll so that the Biden base can feel as if they got a shot and they will continue to donate. They will make up false polls. We polled one. I love this one where they polled. It was 100% of Democrats. Now, this was during the primary. And they said something like, and Joe Biden won by, 40%. I mean, it was such a ridiculous poll. What it amounted to was it showed how many people didn't like Biden. It would be like polling 100% of Democrats and saying, how many of you like Biden? And 58% like Biden. And they go, 58% of Democrats like Biden. And they sell it as if that's good news. What it means is 42%, you got to do the math, don't like him. But so of all the Democrats, Biden only has 58%. Well, guess what? That is his number. It's actually 57. 57% of Democrats say, yeah, we'll vote for Biden. 43% of Democrats are saying, we're undecided. I'm going to delve more into these numbers in just a bit. But here's my point. There's no excitement for Biden, yet here's what this says. I'm not kidding you. You're going to have a good laugh here. Democrats, including Joe Biden, are trying not to jinx themselves as the political tide seems to turn against President Trump. Here's what Biden tweeted this. Ignore the polls. We can't take anything for granted this November. The stakes are simply too high. So Joe Biden is telling people, dismiss the polls. Smartest thing Captain Demento has said in a long time. Dismiss the polls. They say Biden's plea was prompted by surveys that he's got a double-digit berth nationally on Trump 4 or so months out from the general election. Public opinion averages across the country and in critical swing states suggests it's a tighter race. I love this part. Suggests it's a tighter race. Look, I know how the Trump campaign's running some of their activities. I heard this directly from Trump's campaign manager. He says, Kevin, we are treating this campaign, I said this the other day, as if we are 1 point behind. It is, you know, we got the foot on the pedal. And I know they do. And I'm going to tell you, some of the smartest people on the planet. You think Barack Obama in 2008 had a smart group of people? Don't fool yourself. Barack Obama had the momentum of a nation that wanted a black president because they thought it would bring this nirvana, this utopia, because black people would quit complaining. And once they figured out white folks that voted for Obama figured out that ain't going to happen, they abandoned him. That's what's happening right now all over this country, folks. White folks are waking up. I just talked about the St. Louis couple. They're waking up. These Democrats are going, it doesn't matter what we do. We can never appease these crazy people. And it's not just black folks that they're trying to appease. 80% or so of the people marching for Black Lives Matter are these young, white, millennial kids. And now people are finally waking up and saying, where are they getting these radical ideas? They're getting them from you making your donations to your alma maters in college.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I always like to give you guys some signs of things, things that you're aware of. You're smart people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're here. You gotta be smart. Shoot. I mean, even if you're a Democrat and you're listening, I give you some credit. As my grandmother would say, credit. She did credit like it had a CK at the end. That boy got credit. He got good credit. Anyway, I'm going to give you credit if you're a Democrat here, a leftist, a progressive, a former brain-dead moron, and you are now listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Congratulations. I appreciate you for being here because it means that you have learned some sort of redemption. I don't know where you got the cure, but good for you. And if it's somebody that got you here, thank them. Thank them. And I don't mean a little thank you. It's a big thank you because you are about to get a whole level of schooling that you didn't know existed. And let me tell you what that schooling is. You being the best you. Me challenging you to be the best you. Help me help you. Okay? I'll go Jerry Maguire on you. So as the election nears, I've told you guys, the Democrats get more and more desperate. What you see is, oh my gosh, Kevin, you just seem to be piling on and all that. It's desperation. I know the scent. Yeah. I don't have it. For those of you going, well, Kevin, do you? What are you talking about? Do you smell desperate? Yeah, I'm not desperate. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cooler than the other side of your pillow because I got it. I've learned how to let things go. You only got a certain amount of time on earth. I'm not worrying about it. I got attorneys and I got the good Lord. God says, give it to me. Even little things. Give it to me. So anyway, I look and see, where's God's handiwork? And his handiwork is, he's showing you chaos. He's showing you the things that the people will do to you because he wants you to understand that if you want to go to the side of the devil, this is what you're going to get. There's good and evil, folks. Do we understand it? Do we know what it is? Is good where you can walk in society safely and do things, and if something occurs, you don't feel like you're going to get beat up or robbed or raped or whatever other violent crime that could happen to you? Don't you want to feel safe in your own neighborhoods? How do you get that? Through evil? Because let me tell you, you go where Democrats are, you see a lot of evil. I'm not saying it doesn't exist everywhere, because it does. The devil is everywhere. But he really likes hanging out with some leftists. Whew. He's like, home. He's like, what's up? What y'all up to? And they're like, hey, devil, come on over here, baby. We ain't seen you in a minute. He's like, oh, I've been around. I'm here. You know, I'm here, baby. I'm here. Yeah, devil is there, baby. So anyway, Democrats' demoralization strategy is in full steam. I mean, and it's pitiful. And it has as much chance of survival as a snow cone in an Arizona summer. It just flatly is not going to work. You will not be demoralized. Oh, you'll question yourself from time to time, but you won't be demoralized. They don't have all the pieces that they normally would in order to make that happen. But I realize people like to worry, especially God-fearing conservatives. Why should we put our faith in God when we have all these polls to remind us of our frailties? Still, while some of you worry, I'm going to tell you about these signs. Forget about the conservative winning in California 25, because that's not proof enough, right? The guy who took over the seat of a stronghold of Democrats, and not only did that, he beat them by 19 points. I mean, it's a 19-point swing, and you go, oh, Kevin, I forgot about that. Well, I didn't. Yeah, Joe Biden, folks, he won in Kentucky the other day. Are you aware of this? Yeah, the Democrats now, no longer presumptive Democrat nominee because they're going to skip their convention. Joe Biden is it, and he won his primary in Kentucky. Obviously, right? He's the only one left. Well, maybe it's not quite so obvious. And let me give you the example of what I mean. See, old Joe won. The problem is, he won by 57%. He won 57% of the vote of Kentucky in the Democratic primary. The guy who no longer has any challengers. You need some help with the math? So let me tell you what that means. That means 43% of Democrats who only technically had one choice did not vote for Joe Biden. If the thing on it said Joe Biden and other got 43% of the vote. Now, I'm going to go into some other things because we're going to delve into this in a minute, but Donald Trump got 94% of the vote, which is in line with what people say is his popularity within his base. He's the only guy running. There's Donald Trump and there's other. I mean, there's some people at Weld and whoever else that they're no longer in. And the contrarian vote said, 6% said, we don't like Donald Trump. We're Republicans. We're not going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay, great. I didn't think that thing existed, but there's always the anomaly. So 94% said Trump, 6% said other, whoever that may be. Doesn't matter, really, does it? Joe Biden, 57.09%. Other, 42 and change. Almost 43. You see the problem? It's not our problem. It's their problem. But let's delve into who other was, because that becomes even more significant. And I'm telling you this because as you see polls that show that Joe Biden is invincible, I want you to really keep it in perspective that in an uncontested primary, Joe Biden can only get 57% of the Democrats to support him. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that gives him a lot. He can make a lot of progress. He's got a lot of room to move. Okay, phenomenal. So let me tell you who is number two. Coming in at almost 19%, no candidate. Nobody. There are 19% of Democrats who go, I don't want to vote for Biden. They didn't vote for any of the other candidates. I'm going to get to these other people in a second. They didn't vote for anybody else, but they said, I don't know who I want, but I don't want Joe Biden. That's a pretty significant number. So you can ask yourself, are they not going to vote? Are they going to vote for Trump? Are they going to be a protest vote? I don't know. And neither do they. That's why they're uncommitted. Number three was Bernie Sanders coming in at almost 12%. Why is that a problem for the Democrats? Because these are people that in a primary with only one real choice said, we still support Bernie Sanders. You think that vote is going to go out for Joe Biden? Do you think there's going to be anything between now and then that will change their minds? Because they weren't uncommitted. They said, we want Bernie. Do you remember the Bernie or bus crowd? Well, you might want to think about them because that's who that represents. 12% of Democrats. Folks, for those of you paying attention, that's as big of a voting block as the black vote. Would be pretty scary. Everybody else was insignificant after that. Elizabeth Warren got 2.66%. Pete Buttigieg got 2%. Andrew Yang got roughly 2%. Amy Klobuchar, 1.6%. Get this. Tulsi Gabbard, 1.6%. Now it gets fun. Michael Bennett, 1%. Tom Slayer, almost 1%. And Deval Patrick, 0.35%. You want to know who was missing? Cory Booker, Kamala Harris. Nowhere on there. But here's what's most interesting about that. In a primary where Joe Biden is the only candidate, he is the now not only presumptive, he is the Democrats' nominee. I did mention they're not going to have their convention because they don't want to showcase Joe's dementia. But in all of this, you had, besides uncommitted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other people, without counting uncommitted, got votes. You understand what that means? That 43% of people who did not vote for Joe Biden, they're looking for anybody. There are people out there. Deval Patrick, of all people, got 0.35%. He got whatever the number is, it doesn't even matter. Tom Steyer got 1%. Michael Bennett, did you even know he was running? He's got 1%. Tulsi Gabbard, you get what I'm saying? They are still going, we aren't supporting this clown. But they want you to believe that he's winning in every poll. You don't want to know what that's about? You want me to tell you what it's about? You can't donate money to a guy who's not winning. If they were to tell you, Joe Biden's getting his butt kicked, and we've got to stop Donald Trump, but his numbers are so low, and unless you donate, we're not going to be able to catch old Donald Trump. What would you do? You'd go, well, I mean, I ain't hot on him anyway. You know what? So they're trying to make people believe that old Joe's got a shot. If you'll just invest in him, man, we'll make it happen. But it's not going to happen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.